John 4, verses 14. We'll be turning there in just a second. Last week, my sister's friend was taking a trip up to Rhode Island, and she got in a car accident because she fell asleep, and she died. And that kind of got me thinking about our life and how short our life is, and how we kind of take that for granted. In song number 92 in our supplement, in the first verse of that song, it talks about our life being a vapor, and we are, but God is eternal. And a verse that kind of backs that up, if you turn in your Bibles to James 4:14, if you haven't already turned there. James 4:14 says, "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." The writer talks about our life being a vapor that just appears for a little while and then vanishes away. So, if your life's but a vapor, how are you living your life? Where are you laying up your treasures? If you turn over to Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, nor thieves and break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So if our life is but a vapor, where are we laying up our treasures? I hope it's in heaven, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And if your treasure is with the world and worldly desires, your heart is there also. So and God isn't there. So store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 10 talks about there being a time for everything, about there being a time to weep and mourn, and a time to be happy, and things like that. But the time to make your life right is right now. If you're a Christian and you're not living your life how you should, you need to then make that right. Or if you're not a Christian and you believe the message, you need to come forward now and make your life right. It's but a vapor. And if you believe you can be baptized, you may, for the remission of your sins tonight, because your life is but a vapor, so don't wait. Come forward now as we stand and sing.